Welcome to 100 Ways, your simple reminder that you are home wherever you are and that everything is right the way it is right now. I'm your host, Laura Christine, fellow explorer of consciousness and this amazing, beautiful world. Let's get curious, dive into the duh, and find out what's here for us today. Happy Odin's Day to you. Happy Wednesday. We're on the 14th rune in the Elder Futhark, Perthro. A lot of people like to think that Perthro means mystery. And in fact, Perthro is the only rune whose name we actually don't know the meaning. And therefore, it's a mystery in itself. But I say that Perthro means womb. Or at least that's the symbol of it. And what's more mysterious than a woman? Until you actually open and ask and get curious and go deep with her, and then even deeper. Day one. There's only so much that can be if the only dice you throw are made of light. Choose your words and thoughts with care. You cannot change the course of destiny, but you can influence how the path treats you. This is reminding me that Perthro is shaped kind of like the cup that you would throw dice in for this game that people would play back in the day. Day number two. When there is empty space, it can be filled with anything. When you erase programs, be deliberate. Another will fill that space. Fill it consciously, or the next is a crapshoot. Day three. It is a magic space. It is an alchemical container. What goes in comes out transformed. In Perthro, you never know what you're going to get. Day number four. Perthro is the magic womb of creation, of mystery. You know what you are creating. You don't know what kind of life that creation will have. You don't know what your creation will create. Focus then on creating your creation and let your creation create. Enjoy your creating. Then let the rest do its thing. Day number five. The womb is the most nourishing, nurturing, and stable time in a being's life. Being in the womb, that is. Everything is there for you. After, who knows? Don't wish away the womb too fast. Be nourished by the mystery. This is when you rest in yourself and let the universe nourish you. No thoughts. Just becoming. Day number six. Perthro is constant. It is ever-present, ever-peaceful, ever-knowing. Ever being, ever is. Perthro takes and gives. Energy transforms in Perthro. Do we know how it transforms? Or do we wonder at the mystery? Both. Day seven. Sometimes it is in the dark where you see the light. Day eight. There is a benefit to the mystery. It is best to leave some things to the mystery. Even better to leave everything there. Everything moves into life and light at its allotted time. Forcing doesn't even work. It only expends your energy, which could have been busy creating or learning or giving, teaching, or simply reveling about the mystery. Day nine. Whatever lot is thrown for you, it's for you. It's for you, and it's yours. Wow, I was dealt this hand. Wow, I was cast this lot. Wow, how cool! To be human and to have a lot cast for you, what a gift. What an unimaginable gift. Every single breath is one you might not have. Wow. As always with these runes, there was a lot there, and I'd love to hear your thoughts. Contact me at laurachristine.us. Go to buymeacoffee.com/100ways, and you can either buy me a hot drink or book yourself a session where we can use the runes if you'd like and do that online. If you're in Bennington, which is highly unlikely because no one lives here, we could do it in person. And until next time, I'm sending all the love and a little bit of mystery and then some more. We'll talk tomorrow. Thank you for being here. I would love to hear from you. Go to laurachristine.us to let me know your thoughts on this. And remember, as Rumi said, there are hundreds of ways to kneel and kiss the ground. Also, you can't fuck it up. I said that.